of a valley which never dries up. How do I really know that power? Not just knowing, but how do I really live out the power with my sisters? I'm still searching, but I feel something is growing in my own. Thank you.
You've been listening to Korean theologian Kim Hyung-kyung. Professor Kim was recorded in Costa Rica by FIRE, Feminist International Radio Endeavor. Reporting for Wings, I'm Lisa Hayes.
To hear Wings programs again, visit the archive section of the website www.wings.org. The Wings audio archive is hosted by the University of South Florida Women's Studies Department. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Ooh. Well, it's windy out there, Nimrod. What's happening is strong east wind blowing out there, a little chilly, and...
It's a howling wind.
It is a howling wind.
Ill
for sure.
Winds are blowing. And that, what that means at this time of year is it's going to be maybe not a white Christmas, but perhaps a wiped-out Christmas.
You think so?
And now you'll all be quiet. We'll start the show.
10, 9,
I guess it's time to start the show. We're on early today, but that's all right.
We got extra time.
We do.
How do we do? What do we do with it?
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote.
Oh, should we start off with a Christmas song?
Oh, why not?
Well, I guess.
Get it over with.
Yeah, pre-Christmas show here. CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Nimrod. That's Long John Tanner.
Broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia.
What's that wind, man?
Christmas.
He may be dead, but he's still Elvis.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling down.
Christmas.
Well, you be a real good looker. Santa Claus is back in town. No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Stockings, turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight.
All right. Well, what better way to start off a pre-Christmas show than with the The ex-king of rock and roll. Well, I suppose some would still call him the king, but...
Once the king, always the king.
That's true. But, and a great old album, Elvis's Christmas album. One side, he does kind of the Peace in the Valley, the spiritual songs, which are very good, actually.
Oh, he's a great gospel singer. You have the Jordanaires backing him up and everything. I guess this is probably your favorite album going back to your... prepubescent days in Kelowna.
It does sort of take me back. Yes,
does
indeed.
It really? Did you have snow up there at Christmas time?
Oh, we used to have lots of snow. I don't think they have as much snow as they used to back in the 50s. There was tons of snow in Kelowna.
And they stayed on the ground. Did you have a sled or a sleigh?
Oh, yeah, a little hill out back. We used to go skiing up at the Black Knight Ski Bowl before Big White was ever heard of.
Yeah, you with the Bennett family. I can just see it right now, you know. The WAC dressed up in his Santa Claus outfit, doling out like little presents from the hardware shop.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Did you get a screw? You got a screwdriver one year, I think. that's cool. Hey, this is Son of Night. This was Son of Night Dreams. It's called. What are we? Radio.
Usually, I'm the one that says that.
Radio,
yeah.
Radio. Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed by all the Christmas shoplifting I've been doing.
I bet.
And you know, we got some really good suggestions to help people out, and we'll celebrate also another dead music legend. Hey, Long John, listen to this. This is nothing to do with Christmas. But it might be the ideal gift if you can get one of these things. It's been developed by Hitachi. You know, techno things are the rage right now.
Right.
You know, you just go up to any shop and they're buying all these incredible things that do very strange, amazing things. And the new world. But here's something that will relate to you, but not. This is not personally about you. It's about other people that we know that we wish we had this kind of device when we knew them. But, hey, better late than never. As commercial radio is dying, they are now putting out, Hitachi is putting out a radio that erases the DJ's chatter when you record music off the air. All right, very simple. I mean, if you're going to record, some old Bob Seger off Rock 101, then you won't get, you know, the brother Bro Jake. You'll just get the song itself. If that's what it's simple. The firm says because while speech is broadcast at the same level in both left and right channels, the levels in music. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
In music are spread unequally between the stereo channels, so the new radio will scan through the recording and zap any audio that shows no left-right imbalance. I mean, now they bring it out. Can you? I mean, where was this when Fred and Kathy were around, man? I want one.
Trying to do something new, just so I can keep my mind off you. Sitting here writing words that I can't grasp, driving up, flying down, life is such a blast. I tie my shoes extra tight cause I'm running real fast, just waiting for you to come. I tie my shoes extra tight cause I'm running real fast, just waiting for you to come. Strumming my guitar with my thumbs, just waiting for you to come. Just strumming my guitar with my thumbs, just waiting for you to come. I get up, I forget everything I know. I'm stuck inside my house with just my guitar and my radio. Cause some crackhead broke into my house. He stole my TV, but left my guitar right there on my couch. Tie my shoes extra tight, cause I'm running real fast. I'm just waiting for you to come. I tie my shoes extra tight, cause I'm running real fast. I'm just waiting for you to come. Strumming my guitar with my thumbs. Just waiting for you to come. Just strumming my guitar with my thumbs.
Let's look behind the creaky door, and what do we see here? Oh, look at that. That was, look, it's Holly. Holly's Back.
Who?
Holly's Back is the title track, or the title of the band, actually. Holly's Back.
Oh, I thought you said the Hollies.
No. Yeah, the Hollies are back.
And
no.
You got a haircut, man. That's really cool.
You just noticed?
I just noticed it. Yeah. But at least you got your hair unlike my dad. You know, it's not gray. It's just kind of like flesh. So anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's all right. You were shocked by my hair.
I was.
Anyway, that was called Strummin', and that was Danny Dworkis and Doug Fury, and who I think Dee Sigmund's in there somewhere, too. Anyway.
Do they have a Vancouver address?
They do. You can actually get them listen at hollysback.com, okay, and check that out.
Or just give us the address. We'll go over there, and they can do a concert for you.
Of course.
Hey, Christmas is coming, and that means the joy of shopping, spending money you really don't have, enduring the mad throngs, the overcrowded buses because there's no place to park, and averting one's eyes from the hordes of have-nots. Of course, you could shop online, but it's just not the same, is it? I mean, you need that shoving and pushing, and that's mine. I saw that first, and the sales clerk, you know, Merry Christmas. And once again, my dad and partners, you know what he's up to. He's always got that scheme going.
Oh, yeah.
But he lucked out a couple years ago, and I think he's got them back. As a matter of fact, they are available at select stores. My dad and partners are marketing for the holiday gift giving, those always popular and appreciated celebrity toilet seat covers. They sold a ton of them last year. Over 25 different stars that you can shit or sit on while answering nature's call. This year's big in demand star seat covers, a little bit of a change from last year. Ah, lovely. Thank you. Brittany, you can sit on Brittany, Justin, Lindsay Lohan, Ryan Seacrest, Simon Cowell, Donald Trump, Michael Bublé, a little CanCon in there for when you go to the toilet, Conrad Black, Brian Mulroney, Matthew McConaughey, without shirt only, and there's other ones as well, and they are available at all fine stores. Just ask for them. Celebrity toilet seat covers. They will be appreciated by many, many people, and they're not expensive. I gave you one last year. Didn't I give you, I can't remember.
I think it got flushed away accidentally.
Did it?
By the way, your dad, you know, in case you've just joined us, and we were on the air a little early today, Nimrod, that's the guy there.
Me.
He's the son of semi-legendary Johann Bruno. Bruno Shane, he's the guy that used to be Chuck Steak at all the basketball games with his trench coat because, well, he wasn't very good at sports, but he was a great commentator. So there you go.
Only those over 70 years of age will appreciate that.
Probably.
I mean, some CITR listeners, because that's the station that which you're listening to right
now.
That's true, yes. Are scratching their heads and saying, what the are they talking about? All right. Let's move along. Do we have another seasonal favorite? By the way, a lot of songs that we are playing today, they're not all Christmas songs.
No.
We can't go there because, quite frankly, we don't want to.
No.
A few of them, yes, of course. But a lot of them will have a Christmassy kind of feel, even though they may not have, they may not be about Christmas. This particular song we're going to play next does have, you got to listen very carefully, a Christmas reference in it. And it is one of the best albums of the year. And it's the latest one. By Sam Beam, a.k.a. Iron and Wine. And we're going to hear that right now, are we?
We are. Just to let our listeners know that the background Christmas tunes that they're hearing on this show, the guitar instrumentals that we've got on right now in particular and throughout the show, are performed by Vancouver's Falcons, the Falcons Canadian Christmas. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
That's Iron and Wine, and that is from the album called, it is called simply The Shepherd's Dog, Sam Beam and the track. And did you hear the song, hear the word Christmas mentioned in the song?
I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll have to listen to the podcast later.
Right. White Tooth Man. White Tooth Man is the track. You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Have another candy cane.
Oh, thank you. That's what I needed.
So, and there's a nice picture of a dog on the front. And, of course, this is a time where you want to be very careful with animals. We know that as techno gifts are the rage, but as always, and not the best time to welcome an animal into your home. Pets, dogs, cats, etc., are popular gifts for kids, especially at this time of year. But the big trend is now for the exotic, the wild, and we don't mean hamsters, ferrets, and guinea pigs. Those were so last decade, man. Adventuresome kids, and many with issues, are now demanding cobras, pet vultures, baby tiger cubs. But as Dave from Marsden's Exotic Pet Emporium in Langley told us, the number one on many a kid's wish list for a pet is, are you ready? The Komodo dragon. Have you ever seen them?
Yes.
They're imported from Indonesia. They grow to become the most dangerous, vile, untrainable, disease-ridden reptiles. And the closest species we have to our prehistoric animal ancestors. All prospective owners must take full responsibility for acquisition, care, and upbringing of these unusual, cold-blooded, rather foul, brute, ugly predators. But, Dave says, as babies, they're kind of cute, and close bonds, if you get them as babies, could form, but no guarantee. Just a unique pet gift suggestion for the demanding brat in your family.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, and the bells are ringing, except no Salvation Army bells are allowed to ring in the shopping malls. Have you heard that latest now?
They don't have any. Oh, you mean like they can't?
Little bells that they ring, the little handbells, not the big gongs I can hear in the going
in there. And why would that be?
I think it's the ghost in the clock tower here at UBC.
Long John, why would that be?
Because the shoppers weren't complaining.
The merchants
were complaining that the ringing of the bells were driving them crazy.
Well, actually, they were drowning out, Michael Bolton Christmas album.
That was
the reason.
Because that's
all that you hear is, Merry Christmas!
Yeah, And if you got some grapes, if you just bought some grapes from the produce store, well, check them out because they've been finding black widow spiders in grapes lately.
They make great pets.
Yes. Look for the little hourglass, kind of an orangey color on the abdomen. They're a very dark black critter, too. Here's a picture of one. Aren't they cute?
Aww.
Nice little pet.
Aww.
Let's bring on the hermit.
Yeah.
And there's the music of the Hermit. And some guys from the North Shore, they've been around Vancouver for a long time. Hamish Thompson, main guy there, John Fredrickson, and Allison Shevernoaha, doing lead vocals there for them. The Hermit, we had a song.
Could you repeat that last name?
I best not try to pronounce that name.
Just try it again.
Someone who actually loves you. Allison Shevernoaha.
You did really well there. You're getting ready for the new Einstutzende Neubau.
Oh, no,
that'll be happening next week. Be careful.
You mean I have to say that?
You will in about 2 weeks' time. We're here on New Year's Eve. We're going to have an early countdown. So 7:30, 2 weeks from tonight, that will be the new year. So if you're not going to stay up that late, you might want to join us for the festivities, and that will save you the trauma and trials and tribulations and drunken down breath, you know, comes with, you know. I don't you hate it at New Year's parties when everybody has to kiss everybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Sickening. I'd kiss a Komodo dragon than any of those people. Anyway, interesting marketing at this festive time of year. I don't know if you've seen it. You don't go down to Yale Town that often.
No, I don't. No.
I do a little bit. You know, hang out there and just, you know, because it's interesting. You feel like you're in another city down there. I feel like you're kind of a combination of Chicago and Cannes. Hmm. Go figure.
Yeah.
But marketing time by Concrete Pacific, quoting the ad, give the one you love their own brand spanking new, just completed luxury single dwelling condo in Yale Town overlooking the new Athletes Village, 350 square foot bachelor or bachelorette with all the amenities you deserve. It's always you deserve, all modern appliances, view from 10 to 30 floors up with private little balcony space. But they don't say how big. Probably you get your foot out there and you want to jump back in real fast. And special walk-in space for your pet. Starting at $1,500,000, they're going fast. Occupancy 2009. Call Concrete Pacific's Ray Tomlin now. Apparently, the marketing ploy here is the concept of young couples breaking up, which they do, and in many cases, amicably at some point. So to soften the blow of failed relationships, the newly singles will have their own place, and even in a strong relationship, the two parties will have their own space, and that might work out for a more solid relationship if you think about it.
Amicably?
Amicably.
Yeah, something like that. That's a tongue twister, that one.
Amicably.
Okay.
Let's both say that together.
Amicably. All right. Bryce wanted me to play a CITR commercial here, so hold on while I do this, and then we'll be away here if I can.
Oh, you got Bryce's.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
And we'll be looking into the strange world of UFOs with Michael Strainick in about 15 minutes right here on Radio from CITR.
go. The gift that keeps giving, CITR 101.4 FM.
101.9
Oh,
FM.
God, what a... I'm sorry, man. I just, you know, what's in a number? Well, yeah. CITR here. And we hope that you and yours are enjoying the rain and the wind and the... anyway, oh, you wanted track 10.
Okay,
track
right.
10.
Yeah.
We have Neil and the kids are coming up in just a moment with again not a seasonal favorite, but it sounds like one. So all our music is sort of like going for that. That was a Super Furry Animals, the gift that keeps giving. This year, give him, give her, give that special someone you love nothing. It's just from CITR. Just, you know, save your money, man. Let's, you know, do something with it. Buy something nice for yourself on us. Like maybe the new $50 Radiohead package that's out right now. Hey, what's really popular is with the spate of shootings rising in the Lower Mainland, sadly, many are putting Kevlar vests at the top of their Christmas wish list. That happened last year, but now with what's been going on out there, you know, bang bang, the Kevlar vests are back in various shops. I think you find them in sporting goods stores. They are effective should you get caught in a local gang war crossfire, but they will not protect against pepper spray or tasers. Let that be said. All right. CITR with the scary guy coming up real soon, and he will have, I'm sure, a seasonal. We can ask him about the three wise men and what is it they really saw up there.
Yeah, right. And we're about an hour away here from Kara Sue with Alex Yu at CITR 101.9 FM.
Now you know.
Have nothing in store to touch. Ah, the children. There's Uncle Neil and the Yorkville Children's Choir.
Really? Well, that's cute.
Song, cute. Well, it's kind of nice.
Well, it's better than nice.
It's got a nice flavor to it.
Did
I say it's seasonal? It's all right.
There you go. It's all okay. Right.
It's not what you say; it's how you say it.
That's true.
Right. Well, over in Roma, did you hear about the latest from Pope Benny, Franco Zeffirelli? He's the guy that did Romeo and Juliet and a lot of arty films that have sort of religious connotations to them. I think he's a lapsed Catholic. Anyway, trying to get back in the good books at the Vatican. And he is now the image consultant to Pope Benedict as he instructs visitors to the Vatican, just call me Benny. But apparently His Holiness needs a makeover. Too cold, too stodgy, too German. Pope's robes are too flashy and sends a wrong message. You know, I mean, it's just I think, as Zeffirelli put it, Your Holiness, you're giving off too much glam, and yet, you know, you have your face kind of counters that. So we got to meet somewhere in between. This will be a challenge for Mr. Zeffirelli, who says Benny should reflect simplicity and sobriety. Possible makeovers include losing the hat, growing a beard, which will make His Holiness look less stern, indeed funkier, going for jeans, black leather jacket, white T-shirt, maybe, you know. And that's a possibility, but that's going to be worked on, and I'm sure many have various feelings about that.
I'm not sure about the beard, Nimrod, because you remember what Michael Strainick said 2 weeks ago about when he was Cardinal Ratzinger.
Ratzinger, right.
Yeah.
Ratso. Right.
He had this little pointy beard that made him look like Satan.
Or Anton LaVey, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
What's the guy that used to, Aleister Crowley? No, he didn't look like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see flashing lights indicating that the UFO man will be here, our UFOlogist, Dr. Strainick, will be here in moments. But in the meantime, what have you got for us, Long John?
We got something out of the past. Way back.
This goes back to 1974. It has Christmas mentioned in it, though it is not a Christmas song. The song could effectively be called A Story of the Old West, according to Cowboy John Cale.
Hey, Bumpo, just for you.
time we had it, telling the flies were going for free. You could count the hardships by the open door, and sandwiched in between were the fishermen who still wish they could sail from Tennessee to Arizona. Just about the break of day, and then hastily prayed for our souls to be saved. There was something in the air that made us glad that we agreed. By the time we got to Swansea, it was getting dark. Humboldt's jungles, to them for as if they didn't know what to do. But Gannon stood its ground as the morn. All the people seem quite glad to see us, shaking hands and smiling at the clock. Well, we gave them a message that the ship of fools was sent.
We'll make sure they all get home for Christmas. Yeah, that's in the song. Oh, Ship of Fools, John Cale off the Fear album. Just incredibly evocative lyrics that even though, you know, there's some strange surrealistic stuff in it, like picked up Dracula in Memphis. It was just a thought to break the spell. But it's about wagon train caravans heading west. The line that I like the most, and it's pure poetry, is a black book, which is the Bible, grappling hook, hangman's nook on a burnt-out tree. I mean, so.
There you go. And Phil Manzanera on guitar. So what more could you ask for?
Well,
I don't know.
Now that you bring it up, you could have also Fred Sonic Smith. He was on here, and Richard Thompson's on here, and a guy named Eno before he became Brian again. So it's a classic album. Fear, John Cale. Some of it is pretty rough, pretty tough, nasty, gun violence, all of that. But there's some very beautiful songs on there, like that one. And Buffalo Ballet. My dad turned me on to this years ago.
I see.
That in Paris, 1919.
Well,
so I sense a presence on line number three. That's the line where extraterrestrials usually call in, but sometimes
true.
Their representative is there, and I think
Let's
I
see
hear
if he's
him
here now. Hello,
Michael Stranick.
Dr. Stranick, Dr. Stranick.
Hello, John. Hello, Nimrod.
Oh, hello, Dr. Stranick.
I were a doctor.
Oh, dear. You'll be able to get through today's program okay with your slight laryngitis?
I think so.
Whatever problems are? Okay,
yep.
That's good.
You shouldn't go out in the middle of the night and scream at the sky. I kept telling you that.
All right, let's...
It's a hard habit to break, you know.
Right, yeah.
You get used to it and all that.
Okay, well, Son of Night Dreams, formerly, now Radio, brings you Michael Stranick, our UFO expert, with another adventure into the world of unidentified flying objects. What have you got for us today, Michael?
Well, this is the time of year where people are kind of looking backwards to Christmas as it used to be. So I think we'll take another dip into history. So, Nimrod, if you would be so kind to set the Wayback Machine for Tacoma, Washington, 1896. There we go. Okay, we are going to talk about the airship mystery. It started in Tacoma, Washington, with a single sighting cited by many, many people. And it kind of faded away, and then it came back in full strength. Now, one thing about the UFO phenomenon is that it's mimetic, in that it mimics different things. Usually, it mimics our near future. It takes what we expect to be happening in a few years and throws it in our face with a few little twists and turns. And what these things were very Jules Verne-esque airships, because that's what we thought we would be having pretty soon, but the Wright brothers came along and changed all that. Now, we did have blimps, zeppelins, and all that, but these were, we were hoping for nicely powered, maneuverable things that weren't at the mercy of the winds and all that. And these things started to... coming out of Sacramento shortly after that, and it moved eastward. And when this first came to the attention of ufologists, they had all these sightings plotted on a map, and it all seemed to stop right at the Great Lakes. And that's just the American attitude. If it didn't happen in the USA, it probably, didn't happen, or it's not important, or whatever. And I was one of the first to go delving for Canadian reports, and believe me, we got plenty of them. BC got plenty of them. Winnipeg was infested with them, and we even got them from the very, very far north. And these were a little different. Strange things were associated with them. For one thing, they flew in all kinds of weather. Snow, rain, wind, it didn't matter. In many cities, they attributed these to some unknown inventor who was testing out his airship before, going public with the information. But these things looked like a Zeppelin or a blimp, only some had rigid wings, some had wings that actually flapped like a bird. And the one feature that was really puzzling was the blinding searchlight on many of these things that would kind of move in an arc as though it was looking for a place to land. And there was just no way we could get anything that heavy if we had anything that could, project the light like that. There's just no way it could have been airborne. And these things often made a chugging sound, not unlike the sound made by the early automobiles. Now, these things would touch down, and if there was nobody around, but people saw it touch down, they would run to the spot, and they would find strange artifacts on the ground, things like a valve from a bicycle tire, auto parts, sometimes current newspapers from hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Completely idiotic. I mean, bizarre beyond belief. And the chugging sound was another thing that kind of alerted people to these. Now, on occasion, these things would land where there were people around, and often the entities who looked very, very human, with the exception that they were sometimes a little shorter than average and had an olive complexion and Asian-looking eyes, which popped up again years later in The Men in Black and other entities. These people were sometimes invited on board these airships, and they would look around, and everything looked pretty much like something from 1896, 1897, with slight differences. And they would give people bizarre messages, and they went along with the idea that they were testing this out for this unknown inventor. And the unknown inventor never really showed up ever. And unlike a UFO flap, which usually starts slowly, builds, and then tapers off, late in 1897, it was like overnight, it just stopped dead. A day before, 300 people would report something, and all of a sudden, nobody was reporting anything because there was nothing to report. I mean, it just stopped dead in its tracks. And to this day, we don't know what the heck these things were, but there's enough there at the core that we know these were not anything terrestrial whatsoever. And they would also give people, you know, bizarre messages that made no sense whatsoever. And they would bring in, again, political things like they were going to bomb Cuba, or, you know, they were going to go to Spain and bomb there, and all the usual diatribe that entities often describe. But that's just one in a long history of these things that are very much out of date. And it seems like this has been going on pretty well nonstop since about 1850 to 1860, right up to the present. And if you peel off the outer layers of these things, underneath you have something that looks very much like the UFO phenomenon, which dresses up in whatever the time and the culture suggests.
Well,
thank you for that.
Yeah, that's interesting, Michael, and I've seen some of the newspaper clippings of drawings of these objects, and yeah, very, very weird, very strange. But then UFOs in general are very strange.
Well, if anyone has access to the archives of the Victoria Times columnist, they did an exemplary job of collecting the U.S. reports and the Canadian reports that weren't known to the UFO community for many years because nobody bothered to look.
Okay, so if anyone's interested, they can check that out in the archives.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael Strainick.
Have a good holiday.
Same to you, and ho, 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 everyone.
All right.
By the way, just one quick question here. The three wise men, you know, did you think they saw something else up there? Is that possible?
The feeling generally is that they witnessed probably a supernova. But, you know, which star it would have been, who knows.
But not a UFO.
That's never really been suggested, but you can't rule anything out.
No, I think it was. I think it was. You got me?
There you go. Okay, thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert. We'll be back live with us in 2 weeks' time on New Year's Eve. Hopefully you'll be standing for that. Thank you, Michael.
Right.
All right, let's go back in time to this August 18th and 4th Avenue. Live on 4th Avenue, it was the summer of love and hippie days. And the band was Dust Cover.
Thanks a lot, you guys. You've been really great. Thank you.
There we go. Dust Cover, recorded live at 4th Avenue, part of Summer of Love Hippie Days, and the annual Solstice Concert with Dust Cover and friends, celebrating the music of the Grateful Dead at the Copper Tank Bar and Grill, 3135 West Broadway on December 19th. That's coming up real soon, 8 o'clock, and welcome back the guitar soul of Pitman Potter.
All friends of the devil show up.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things.
Oh, little town of Bellingham, where we used to shop at Bella's Fair Mall, but no more, since the U.S. dollar has dropped.
All right, here we go. Hey, Andrew, you ready over there, huh?
All set.
Hey, Richard, you good, huh?
I'm ready, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Hey, David, you good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Well, Mike,
let's do
all
it.
Right, here we go. Like everything's gonna work out just fine. I can see it. I can see it ahead. this all going to work out just fine?
I think everything is going to work out just fine. Isn't that, that's, of course, the Flaming Lips and their Christmas song off the EP, which is, I think, is that Ego at the Gates of
Ego Tripping.
Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell. No, you can't come in.
No.
We're full. Anyway, that line that he uses, I think everything's going to work out just fine. I think doesn't Charlie Stewart say that in...
So wonderful...
It's a wonderful life, kids.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, that a survey from Ananova.com or Ananova dot whatever reports that the greatest film Christmas film as polled is the 1946 Frank Capra classic called
It's a Wonderful Life,
starring
Jimmy Stewart.
Who was the female lead in that? You know,
Donna Reed.
Donna Reed, yeah. Who later became the star of The Donna Reed Show.
Yes.
Just testing your age, that's
all. Good.
All
right. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, number two was The Snowman. I don't even know that one. You ever heard of that? The Snowman was number two, Paul. Wasn't that a Tim Allen movie or
probably,
something?
Probably, yeah.
And the third most popular Christmas film was the violent, mean-spirited Macaulay Culkin clunker called Home Alone. That's the one where the kid shoots the intruders. It's kind of like an early home invasion film. But still, the greatest is in my estimation, I've seen it every year. Auntie Pam shows it. I was too young to, you know, back in the day, but you remember.
Humbug.
That's right, Alistair Sim. The only one as Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. Now, at this very special time of year, lots of movie shoots around town, as you know. Stars, stars, stars. None in the sky. They're all there walking around Robson shopping. Some may go home for the holidays, but the BC Film Commission says that some stars may stick around for the holidays, though that has yet to be determined, just in case they plan to stay over during the holiday season here in Samstown. Film Commissioner Raymond Tomlin is suggesting that Christmas dinner invites from caring Vancouverites might just be the ticket. Mr. Tomlin asked CITR to put out feelers for anyone who would like to sign up for a few celebrities who just may appreciate, that is, if they're staying up here over the Christmas holidays, a nice home-cooked Christmas dinner with a local family. Now, the phone lines here at CITR are open to receive any offers for the following. Call in to invite one of the following stars working our town who may stay over. Stipulation, however, is that they may bring a guest. We have Jennifer Connelly, we have David Duchovny, we have Gillian Anderson, and we have Keanu Reeves. If you would like to invite any of them over for Christmas dinner, that they may be in town, give us a call. We will pass it along to Mr. Tomlin. This whole exercise is just offering a home away from home, as it were, on Christmas Day, should the aforementioned celebs choose to stick around. And to the best of Mr. Tomlin's knowledge, none of our the mentioned celebs are vegan. So it's cool. Turkey is cool. It'll be all right. You can give us a call, and we'll pass it along. And just sharing in the season, that's all.
That's right. And when you call us to give us that information for your donation of a place for, you know, a movie star to come and visit and enjoy your dinner, we're going to give you a pass, too. 822-CITR, 822-2147. And we'll also...
This is the new Tim Burton movie with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. It's supposed to be real good.
It's called Sweeney Todd. And we've got double passes for that. They're showing this Thursday at the... Tinseltown, and you'll have to pick your pass up here at the radio station, but if you'd like to get your name on that list or of a pass, call us now at UBC-CITR. And hello, Kelowna! And
he is not to think too much.
Yeah, so Kona, so far from Kelowna. Over the Pacific, a beachfront with roast, no owner. Planted in the sand, relaxing. Romantic with the fan, Moke's brand of passion. Chai on the Fenty, night sky expanse. $8 notepad, sand in my pants. Through the dirty staircase, no evening plans. Man, I'm coming back, let me resume my grass. I never vacation, I never take breaks. I never pleasure my brain besides dick crates. And sometimes I wonder if I'm one of the greats. But who cares, let me write some shit, capiche? Kinda hungry.
it. Yeah, I'ma get some kids. Kinda sunstruck, I'ma get some sleep. But do the room movie, I can't sleep in. Why not? But you're writing with the fancy fan. I know. So cold. I'm saying there's always a Starbucks, there's always a spot, some kind of interruption, more often than not, and some kind of instruction, some sort of demand or suggestion. No disguise, it's no blessing or overtussing. Late November, center of discussion, searching for a sliver of a moment where I can just sit without thoughts of opponents. Stress meter down, undetectable bonus. I promise me some undeterred little something with no kind of catch 22 or nothing. Catch a little flu and suffer, catch a little food, set a mood, let a dude have supper. Cities never sleep and the mammals don't neither. 3,000 miles from the rain, smack dab in a tropical refraining. I'm that glad that the sun strip away all the pain. It's that bad, yeah, yeah.
Mocha only from Vermilion. That's SoCona for SoColona here at CITR's Radio at 101.9 FM. And don't forget broccoli and cabbage to reduce that bladder cancer risk.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that with the big feast. BC Turkey Marketing Board once again reminds those preparing the big feast to do the right thing before basting, stuffing, and cooking the big bird. Please ensure that the poor creature is dead. All right.
Oh, good.
That's all we ask. And a real cute little moment happened whilst up in the Carisdale area. Good shoplifting up there. At a children's store, there's a mommy from Carisdale and her little girl. And the little girl says, Mommy, was Christmas Day when Santa was born? You know, it was so cute. Everybody just went, aww.
The ceiling is moving.
Disappears in the ether, one world to the next.
I will give it.
Well, that is spooky. You were saying that's kind of like Kate Bush on Ether. Well, maybe not exactly, but something close to it, right? And that's PJ Harvey.
That's that's her Quiet album, okay. track three there.
Okay.
And sounds like Shoppers out there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hi Shoppers.
Hi.
Get out of my store.
Christmas, how may I help you?
Oh, Merry Christmas, how may I help you?
Oh, yes.
Are you wanting to take it back? You'll have to wait till Boxing Day. Only 8 more days. 8 more shoplifting days left till Boxing Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, I love this time of year. I'm having a migraine. I don't know what to get, Bob. What are you going to get, Bob?
Oh, some red meat.
Red meat?
Yeah.
Why are you going to give Bob red meat? He's a vegan, man. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Bah. I know how you feel about Christmas.
Oh. Okay. Hi, kids. There is no Santa. There is no Santa. He's not here. He's... Go away. Get out of my store. Get out of my store. Well, that's what it's like,
that's
isn't it?
That's the way it works, yeah.
Yeah, that's taken from a recording made up in Carisdale during the height of shopping season there. By the way, the BCSPCA needs balls, frisbees, squeaky toys, chew toys, treats, quality treats, collars, leashes, blankets, bedding, towels, and cages. Meanwhile, at the doggy hotel, they don't need anything. They've got everything they need. The food banks for humans living on the brink of the ugly growing disparity between the have little and those who have too much, surveying in paradise cost or just surviving in paradise cost can be challenging at the best of times. But at this festive time of year, the reality of our new pre-Olympicalypse Dickinson era really sinks in like an empty glut in the pit of your stomach. It's cruel out there. Greed increasingly trumping compassion, but at least Sam the Sham's downtown ambassadors are handing out candy canes to those huddled in the door wells, alleyways, what with the shelters full. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. But I don't have a home.
Not to worry. Us downtown ambassadors will find you a little door well, and here's a candy cane from Mayor Sam.
Trash Tanner here. That was PJ Harvey from White Chalk, her latest CD, and When Under Ether. And it did sound like she was under it. All right.
Oh, man, that is the best.
Well, okay, well, there's a few the old-timers have passed away recently.
Another legend has left us.
Yes, another legend. And, no, not Dan Fogelberg. I know he passed away. He had... he had the bad old cancer, but it's Ike Turner. Yes, Ike Turner. A week ago Wednesday, passed away at his home near San Diego. He was 76. And you know, Ike has been struggling for years ever since, since Tina Turner's memoirs in 93, What's Love Got to Do With It, saying her ex-husband regularly abused and humiliated her for 16 years and drove her to attempted suicide in 68. Mike finally won his first Grammy in 35 years this past February for an acclaimed blues album. Well, we're going to take us back now.
Okay, first of all, let us just say that Ike Turner, despite all the personality problems that he had, he was a heavy user of many, many substances, particularly cocaine, that he was a very innovative musician who... worked on one of the very first rock and roll songs called Rocket 88. But, of course, when we talk about fame, we talk about rhythm and blues, the Ike and Turner blues reviews was just something quite amazing. I've seen it on television. My dad said he went to with you and Auntie Pam down to near Seattle, and they arrived there, and before I forget the act that was going on, but before the act that went on, Ike and Tina Turner went there, and the crowd went absolutely snake. It's Ike Turner's guitar playing and Tina out front. And, there was a problem, but, man, did they make funk or what? And this is real old, but still. Take it.
Darling.
Yeah.
Yes, Tina.
You're starting to get next to me.
Honey, that was my plan from the very beginning.
Darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this could be.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Your lips set my soul on fire. You fulfill my one desire. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I think it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work out fine.
I wanna tell you something I can.
Uh-huh.
I've been to see the preacher man.
A preacher man? You must be losing your mind.
I started.
Started what?
Started making wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If your love is half as true as the love I offer you, oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I think it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work out.
Yes, those were the good old days.
The thriller.
The killer, honey.
The ever-ready loving man.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of girls used to be your speed. But now, pretty daddy, I'm all you need. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I know it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work.
There's the man, Ike Turner. Do you know what his
Tina.
Real? You know his name. We call him Ike, but you know what his real first name was?
Thalmosius.
Close to it. The Ike was short for Izier Luster.
Izier Luster.
Izier Luster Turner.
Ah.
Born in Mississippi.
Right.
All right.
And, you know, it's really funny because there's an Ethiopian restaurant on Commercial Drive called Harambe, and the owner of that looks a lot like Lawrence Fishburne, who played Ike Turner in the movie. And I told him that. And he said, yeah, yeah. He started laughing. He said, yeah. He said, Mr. Fishburne, when he comes to town, likes to come here and see me because I look like him. At any rate, we have had a couple offers here so far of Christmas dinner for visiting celebrities who may not be going home. We had one for Jillian, and we had two for Keanu, and we're still taking the calls. And we still have those passes for what will be a very interesting film. It is Johnny Depp teaming up once again with Tim Burton, and this is The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Sweeney Todd. And if you would like to go, it is Thursday, December 20th. Even if you cannot put up a celeb for Christmas dinner visiting in town here, that's fine. You can go to the show anyway. It's at 7 p.m. at the beautiful Cinemark Tinseltown, and we don't have much time left on the show, so if you want to go, now is the time to call. We got to look at the first Canada Line train unveiled. Availed by Transit in Transit BC. Kevin Falcon proudly displaying our new Transit choice set for 2009, just in time for the Olympic Olympics. 41 meters, wider aisles, greater wheelchair access, air conditioning, bathrooms. They have video terminals, light dining facilities, will accommodate 400 seated and standing. That would be 100 sitting and 300 standing, just like our new low-level buses.
And that reminds us to remind you that those who take TransStink, that during the holiday week, 24th through the 31st, buses will be running on weekend times, which means less service, longer waits, more crowding on fewer buses. And doesn't that send a confused, mixed message to have some buses approaching, beaming happy holidays, Merry Christmas, followed by sorry, not in service. Who's sorry? The new TransLink board appointed by Gordo's people. Only one claims to have taken public transportation's apologies not accepted, but at least they've approved the handing out of candy canes to the first five passengers boarding on certain routes. So we are not sure exactly of the routes, but we suspect Arbutus, Dunbar, West 10th, and Granville, not anything for you folks over on the east side.
All aboard for the night train.
Oh, it's the 99 is coming. It's coming. Merry.
It's coming.
It's not in service.
It's coming. All right. It's time to sing along now. Are you ready?
No, never.
Okay. We're going to sing our favorite song. We've got Joey Shithead Keithley and his band of rebels here.
Okay. We're music scientists. I'm a music scientist, okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Sure, you, okay? Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm in.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then, no wonder the earth is running dry?
Yeah.
Okay? This is our premise.
Okay.
So
yeah,
as a music scientist, are you rolling, Sean?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joey. Can you do it?
Oh, he's getting... Here he comes.
Joey Shithead Keithley.
I'm a music scientist.
That's not the
and
track.
Music is...
What's happening here?
The thing that shapes our fashion.
What
are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to play a track here, but it's not the one queuing up right. What's going on here? I don't know what's
Don't
happening.
Worry about it. It's not your fault.
But it is.
It's not your fault.
I'm the operator.
Then it is your fault.
Yeah, really. Well, I don't know. It says it was track...
If I was Donald Trump, I'd fire you right here on the spot, man.
No doubt. Okay, well, that's that track, so this should be 14, right? Okay, let's try again here.
Radio confusion.
Yeah, really, we love it. Okay.
1, 2
Here we go.
1, 2
Everybody.
Just about time to say goodnight on our pre-Christmas show here.
Happy holidays!
Good night!
Irene,
good night! Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the town. Sometimes I take a great notion to jump in the river and drown. Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife, we are partying. Think I'll take a nice show downtown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Better stop your rambling. Stop your running around. Go back to your wife, your family, and settle yourself right down.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night.
Nimrod, I guess it is time for us with the music of the Falcons here. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Well, a safe one, a happy one. Hope you get all that you wanted and more, and that you're not going to have to go through the situation whereby you get something you don't want and you don't get the bill and you can't take it back. Well, we'll have a gift exchange in 2 weeks from now when we're here on New Year's Eve, and we'll have our own little show, and we will be celebrating the brand new year at 7:30 come 2 weeks from today.
Yes, which will be Christmas Eve.
So for those who just don't want to stay up and, you know, go through all the hoopla, then you can celebrate with us. And at 7:30 2 weeks from this Monday, it will be the new year. That's what we say. And we're waiting for Alex. He hasn't shown just yet, but that could be due to the fact that maybe he's trying to find parking space.
Could be, yeah.
They got some new parking situations happening here. We're not quite sure exactly what. And but okay. He'll be here in a moment.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the fine folks that bring you refreshing, bubbly, drinky poos.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas.
Stop it.
Oh, for goodness.
Get out of here.
Holy smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one. Although, clearly, you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR. Or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Alex is still, he's somewhere in the building trying to find exactly where the location is. We have that problem, too, because all the rooms look the same here on the second floor.
We get lost all the time, believe me, yeah.
Sometimes he ends up in the martial arts department across the way there and shows them a few moves. But he'll be here momentarily, so we're going to go over time just a little bit. And play a piece of music that is very festive in sound, has nothing to do with the season, but still, that's the is kind of that grabs you by the throat, and you sort of think back to other days, other times when you were a child, Christmas time, any other time, early times.